KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today. The scattered showers and thunderstorms have moved off to our east now, and we could see some redevelopment this afternoon, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass Colley Health System, Cass Colley Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And in Western Iowa news, Tyson Foods says they're adding 60 jobs at one of its Council Bluffs plants a month after closing a beef plant in Denison. Tyson officials said Wednesday that the Council Bluffs plant would add jobs to help produce pork chops and roasts. The plant that specializes in retail-ready beef and pork products already employs about 1,100 people. The plant manager says he's excited to be creating more jobs in Council Bluffs. A month ago, Tyson eliminated about 400 jobs 70 miles away in Denison when it decided to close its beef production plant there. At the time, company officials said it needed to reduce its beef production capacity. Well, the Atlantic City Council discussed but took no action on who will be appointed as the next city attorney last night. The search began early last month after Jamie Arnold announced his resignation. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee declined to make a recommendation to the council on three applicants for the job, choosing instead to let the council discuss the matter first. The prospects include Clint Fichter of Avoca with Fichter Municipal Services and Law, J.C. Van Ginkle with Van Ginkle Law Offices, and David Wiederstein with Otto Lawrence and Wiederstein Law Offices, both located in Atlantic. The applicants who was appointed would have filled a vacancy from October 1st through December 31st of 2016. Councilperson Linda Hartkopf said she felt comfortable with having Wiederstein resume the full-time role of city attorney based on the fact that he has experience in that area already.
As a past city attorney, I have no complaints with what he's done there. He's familiar with most of the issues that he's been dealing with, so I would feel comfortable with that decision based on experience.
Mayor Dave Jones suggested J.C. Van Ginkle would be a good choice because David Wiederstein is the Cass County attorney and former attorney for the City of Atlantic who hired Jamie Arnold. Arnold worked for Wiederstein's law firm until his abrupt departure. Wiederstein has been serving as the city attorney in the interim, and Jones says he prefers J.C. as a matter of principle.
He's done a great job, and I appreciate all he's done. But it's kind of a matter of principle. If Dave's a county attorney, he's a city attorney, he's going to hire our next city attorney. That's my concern. So I would my suggestion is we should go with J.C., do it 14 months, get Dave, get his firm back up ready to get staffed at, and then we'll look at it back in a year and come January or December 31st of 16. But my concern is are we picking our city attorney or is Dave picking our city attorney because he's a county attorney type thing?
Wiederstein said even though he did pick the city attorney, the city still went through the bidding process when it came time to appoint that person. J.C. Van Ginkle served as assistant city attorney many years ago when his dad, James Van Ginkle, was the city attorney. Jones suggested going with Van Ginkle will allow Wiederstein to get his office staffing needs met in the interim. He felt the city would eventually end up hiring someone from Wiederstein's office anyway. After some discussion, the council decided to let the Personnel and Finance Committee take written questions from the council for each of the candidates, with members of the council sitting in on the interview process with the committee as observers. The date and time for the interviews was not set at last night's Atlantic City Council meeting. In the funeral announcements, Wayne D. Hansen, age 83, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wayne Hansen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Donald Lockery, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Lockery will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Helene Pellet, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helene Pellet will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Blankenship, age 87, of Cumberland, died September 9th. Celebration of life services for Robert Blankenship will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland, with Steen Funeral Home of Messina in charge of arrangements. Willa Carter, age 83, of Carson, died Saturday. Funeral services for Willa Carter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Henderson Christian Church in Henderson, with Reagan V. Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. Gary Gross, age 64, of Logan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Gary Gross will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Ethel Heller, age 87, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Ethel Heller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jerry Davis, age 60 of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Davis will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Patricia Pat Donahoe of Atlantic died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Pat Donahoe will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Tori Spencer, age 39, of Audubon, died Monday at her father's home in Audubon. Funeral services for Tori Spencer will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Stephen Larson, age 65, of Glenwood and formerly of Harlan, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Stephen Larson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kelly Allen Curtis, age 62, of Griswold and formerly of Schleswig, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Kelly Curtis will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Robert Bagshaw, age 72, of Messina, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Bagshaw will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. And Kenneth Brundage, age 86, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Kenneth Brundage will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.